So they both wrote to my dad. Sure enough, she was killed by a kidnapper. She's killed the lock. She knew a kid. You know, a kid was killed to her because she married Francis Locke. Mm-hmm.
You've been in quite a few coincidental situations, haven't you?
Yeah. Ms. Wingo, Otis T. Wingo, Congressman Otis T. Wingo's wife, was a cousin of mine. And she's the one that traced the family tree back. And she's given several copies. Well, my sis got one. Her brother George Locke has one. Did you ever hear a song? It was Nola, dedicated to a fella, wrote the song and dedicated it to his wife. Her name was Nola.
Don't think so.
Well, it was a way back young. Of course, you're not quite old enough.
I guess not.
Well, Nola. George Locke's sister, and she was and she married this fella, and he was a composer and a musician too, and he wrote a song, Nola, and it used to be pretty popular. Of course, Nola, she's still living. She's in New York. Well, I got word the other day that she was in real bad shape. George is young up. George lives down the country club, Little River Country Club. He did. Lived in Jackson, Mississippi, and came back. He was raised here in Decoyne, and he came back to Decoyne. His father's name was George Locke. I don't know which one of the girls, whether it's Ms. Wingo or Ms. McCown, one of the girls was going to school up here. George lived out to old McClure at that time. The professor up here with one of the girls. George was real high tempered. He said to old Professor Word, he was going to bug him with him first time he saw it. And of course, a week or two went by. I guess old George had even forgotten about it. And there was a harness shop up here, about where Hayes Hardware is now. And old George drove up over there in a buggy and got out, and he was going to get a cracker put on his buggy whip. So he pop it, you know, and make his team prance and move out. Lee got out and he took this buggy whip and started across the street. And the old professor was on the street there and he just pulled out his gun. Shot old George right through the heart. He killed him right there. He came clear.